The following is a lecture on the topic Basic 5 Points given by His Grace Pratudas Ji Maharaj on 12th December 2012 in North Carolina, USA.
Actually, this is the billion dollar moment for all of you, this 1 hour we're going to spend together. But this 1 hour is the most important. Why is that so? Because you have contacted a devotee of the Lord. So that moment's association is valued in the Shastra, in the scripture, that it is more valuable than na swargyam, na punarbhava. Even if you get liberation, moment's association with devotee is more valuable. Even if you get heavenly planets, where you get to enjoy all sense gratification, even more valuable than swargalok is moment's association with the devotees. Na sargyam, na punarbhava. Bhagavat Sanghi Sangasya Sangha. Whose Sangha? Whose association? Bhagavat Sanghi. Those who are related, devotees who are related to Krishna in devotional service, bhakti. Bhagavat Sanghi Sangasya Kim Uta Asisha. And what to talk about any another boon we can get? It is even more valuable. Bhagavat Sanghi Sangasya is more valuable than any boon, varada, any varad we can get, any boon we can get from Lord. It is even more valuable. So this moment's association in your life is the most peak of your valued time. So I am about to tell you the essence of all Vedic literature, Puran, Quran, Pancharatra, Bible, Torah, Buddha, sum and substance, essence. So what is that essence? The million dollar question is who we are, who we are. If I ask you spiritually, spiritual subject matter we are discussing, who we are spiritually, what can be the answer? What can be the answer? Who we are? In other words, are we the body or are we the spirit soul or are we the both? So, who we are? Soul. Any other answer? That's the right answer. So, how to prove that? We cannot touch, we cannot see, we cannot realize soul by our material means, by our material thetoscope, telescope, has no scope to understand what is spirit soul. Because spirit soul is spiritual and everything we are trying to realize or see or contact or touch soul is with mundane material things. So mundane material things and spiritual is opposite, vijatiya, opposite to each other. You cannot realize spirit with matter. So then we can understand through our knowledge, through our intelligence, we can understand. What is that understanding? What is the difference between dead body and a live body? What is the difference? So one may say, one is live body has spirit soul in it, and dead body has no spirit soul in it. So then, next question is, can we make that dead body alive with whatever medicine, whatever doctor, whatever hospital you want, we can give you. Can you make that dead body alive? So this is the million-dollar understanding. We cannot bring that spirit back into that body. You can inject all medicine you like. The body will not become alive. Consciousness comes from spirit, chetana, chetan. Consciousness comes from spirit. Another example is some wife and her husband died, and her husband's body is lying right in front of her, and she cries, "My husband is gone, my husband is gone. The dead body is lying in front of her and she is crying on top of her head, "My husband is gone." So who was her husband that is gone? The body is lying right here in front of her and she is crying, "My husband is gone." If her husband was body, then there is no question of crying. She should not cry. If her husband was body and the soul is gone, so half is left and half is gone, she should cry half and she should laugh with one eye. But it doesn't happen like that. "My husband is gone completely, he is gone." So this is intelligent question and answer. This is the intelligence. And if you understand this and fix it and practice it, you will save so much trouble in your life from today onwards. Otherwise, nothing but trouble. Because you are fiddling around with matter. Material body, material house, material car, material job, material money, material nation, material mind, material everything material. You are fiddling around with matter. And matter has no bliss, nirānam. And you are trying to look forward for, you are trying to look for bliss. Every individual is looking for bliss. Where is bliss? Where is bliss? Ānanda. And if there was bliss in money, then every paycheck, your happiness should increase. Every paycheck, your happiness should increase. But it decreases. When can I get rid of this job? It's such a headache. 12 hours work and bosses and colleagues and competition and wrath and agony, pressure and tension and depression, and you don't want it. Looking for bliss. So every paycheck, bliss should increase. And more you work, the bliss should increase even more. Because when you come out of the college, you was thinking, "If I have this job, I'll be happy." Isn't it? "If I get this, if I get to America, I'll be happy." So you was looking for bliss in first degree, IT degree, then job, paycheck, and then you are looking for bliss in America. But frustration, frustration after frustration. And that is how we are going to waste a whole life looking for bliss in a wrong place. Same example, that wife is sitting here and her husband is died, and I ask that wife, can you please sleep your, eat with your husband 10 days later? You know, body is lying right here, in the, near the body. You sit down and eat, you sleep, you be with the body and your husband, and you enjoy. You enjoy. Will she able to enjoy? Why not? The body, I mean, the bliss was coming from husband's body or husband the soul? Where the bliss was coming from? Very obvious. Anybody who has little intelligence can understand this. Body is not, I mean, the bliss is not in the body. If there was a bliss in the body, her enjoyment should increase every day. Every day it should be increased. And after the husband is died, even though the increment of the bliss should keep continuing, that increase should be increased. That bliss is gone. The spirit soul is gone, and the bliss is gone with spirit. So bliss is coming from spirit, or bliss is coming from matter? Where it is coming from? Isn't it? Suppose a lady is not married, and she is 30, 40, 50, 60. She is by herself in a house. No dogs, no cats, no kids, no husband, nobody. And I give everything to her in the house. Will she enjoy? Will she enjoy? She would like to keep a dog. Okay, why America keeps more dogs and hogs and camels and cats and... Why in American homes? Because they are lonely, split. 50% divorce and kids are gone. They kick the kids out of house. That's the first wrong thing. Anyway, coming back to the point, the bliss is in matter or bliss is in spirit? Okay, so definition of bliss, I should have done that first. The bliss, the natural understanding, real understanding of bliss is that that bliss continues forever and then increases. That is the bliss. Continues forever and increases. That is the bliss. But from matter, for 1 month we can derive the bliss, and from second month onwards it declines. You have a nice LCD and, you know, big hues, 52 by 52, and your bliss increases for a month or so. And then after that it is dusting, accumulating dust. Car, big car, huge car. You know, now there is no 8-cylinder anymore, but 8-cylinder, big, huge. I think there are some 8-cylinder car. Our time it was 8-cylinder, you know, common, because the petrol was 18 cents. A gallon. But this huge car, and now it became an elephant. It became an elephant. So bliss means we are looking for forever. By nature, you scrutinize. All of you, all of us wants eternal happiness and more, more and more. Why? Because we are spirit. And spiritual happiness means it stays forever and increases forever. Anandam buddhivardhanam pratipadam purna amrita swadhanam. Increases. So this is bliss. This is bliss. Otherwise, today you will derive bliss from car, tomorrow you will derive bliss from home, fourth day you will derive bliss from work, fifth day you will derive bliss from... You need something different to derive your bliss every day. Why? Because one thing cannot give you bliss forever. But a spirit, Krishna, it will keep supplying you bliss, and bliss is spirit, you know, because it's developed. The bliss, real bliss, is coming from there. Material things as flickering happiness, chapal sukh, very little and very flickering happiness. Material world does have bliss, but that bliss is material bliss and temporary and declining. You are hungry, I give you 50 gulab jambu you like. So you eat and eat and eat 50. And then I say, okay, here is 51, you like gulab jambu, have it. Put choke you into your mouth and you will take it out. No more, no more. Bliss is gone, bliss is gone. Same thing with everything, material. So we are spirit soul. That's the first, and if you can understand this and act on spirit, then you will save yourself so much time, so much wrath, so much agony, so much of everything you will save. And you will, on top, remain blissful forever. How? We'll come to that conclusion. So first step, I'm going to teach you 5 steps. And it includes how. So first thing you have to fix is you, who you are. You are spirit soul. And the spirit soul is part and parcel of Krishna. Mameva anso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Paramatma Krishna and Atma. Atma is part of Paramatma. Very simple. Atma is spiritual and Lord Krishna is the source spiritual, is the original spiritual, original spirit, Paramatma. Atma and Paramatma. So Atma is part and parcel of Paramatma, Krishna. Mameva anso, he says in Bhagavad Gita, Mameva anso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Spurling. You have a big, huge davanal, big, huge fire. And from that fire, so many sparks comes out. So spark is also fire. If spark falls in dry grass, there will be another fire. Same quality. But the quantity is different. The spark is small, and davanal is huge. So the spirit soul is part and parcel of super soul Krishna. Mameva anso jiva loke. And because we are part and parcel of Krishna, we must serve him. Just like a child, part and parcel of father. So it is in child's interest to serve father. Then automatically child's is provided house, education, everything, eating, sleeping, automatically provided. But that same child, rebellious to father and mother, runs away from home, calling father. Father is suffering, child is suffering. Father is suffering in separation. My child. Child doesn't want father. So, rebellious situation. So he's suffering, child will be suffering. But because child is part and parcel of father, child must obey, surrender and serve father. Automatically child is provided big, huge house, clothing, education, everything is provided. So we are spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna. And that's why we must serve Krishna. We must serve Krishna. Just like this hand is part and parcel of this body. So it is in hand's interest, being part and parcel of this body, is to serve that laddu to this body. It is in hand's interest to serve the body. If hand says, I don't want to remain connected with the body and I have a laddu in my possession and I'll enjoy laddu and remain very peaceful, blissful, healthy, wealthy, pushed, pushed. Cannot happen. Why? Because this hand is part and parcel of this body. And that's why it is in hand's interest to remain connected with this body and to serve this body. That laddu must be given to the body. So automatically, hand will get nourishment, peaceful, blissful, happy, automatic. Same is the case with us. We are spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna, and that's why we must serve Krishna. And how to serve Krishna? How to serve Krishna? Very easy. Sevan mukhe jivadu. You use your mouth and tongue to serve Krishna. It begins with seva from mouth and tongue. There are many, many services to Krishna. But in this day and age, those services are very difficult and troublesome. Very difficult and troublesome. So, very easy, seva. What is that? You begin with your mouth and a tongue. Very easy. If I ask you to do kar seva with the hand, you may say, I cannot do. I have to go to job, I have to do this, I have to do that. So many things. But mouth and tongue is easy. Very easy. You can do so many things, and along with that, you can use your mouth and tongue to serve Krishna. And how to serve? Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Easy. But other methods are very difficult. Suppose I ask you to sit down for 1 hour and just meditate, focus on Krishna. Very difficult. I ask you to do 1 hour deity worship. I ask you to do 1 hour havan, 1 hour tapasya. Very difficult. All process in this day and age are very difficult. But saying the holy name of Lord and hearing the holy name of the Lord, very easy. Very easy. Even a child can do, even a dog can take part in it. Prabhupada says, dog can hear Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and dog can hear Hare Krishna. Hearing, Sravana Bhakti, Sravanam. So very easy, chant Hare Krishna. You have to chant Hare Krishna, mantra, serve Krishna. So when you chant Hare Krishna, that means serving through mouth and tongue. What will be the great benefit to you? That whomever you serve, you awaken your love for him and he loves you. Bhagavatam says, a wife serves the husband, and with that service, she attracts the love, attention, love of her husband. Whomever you serve dog, dog will love you. You serve God, God will love you. You serve your husband, husband will love you. Has no choice. Whomever you serve, that person has to love you sooner or later. If not today, then tomorrow. So similarly, if you serve Krishna, then Krishna will love you. And that is the topmost goal of our life. That's the goal. And when you love Krishna, then automatically you love his creation. And when you have developed this loving attitude, love in your heart, then you will become lovable and you will love. And this will bring you eternal bliss. This will bring you eternal bliss. Nothing will be lacking. And you will save yourself lots of trouble. But a little price we have to pay. And that little price is to chant Hare Krishna mantra 16 mala a day. This takes 1.5 hour plus little bit. it takes. So you can spread out this mala throughout the day, morning, evening, afternoon. After you eat, every time you eat, you chant Hare Krishna. The idea is to split up your connection. Every time, whole day, you should remain connected to Krishna through chanting. That's the idea. Then you will save yourself a lot and lots of headache. Lots of headache will be gone. You will become totally satisfied. E atma samprasiddhati. You are totally satisfied. There is nothing new you have to get satisfied. You are totally satisfied. E atma samprasiddhati. Total satisfaction. So this is the sum and substance of a human form of life. Your spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna, and that's why you must serve Him. And easiest method of serving Him is what? Saying what? Hare
Krishna.
Seva, sevan mukhe, he jihva. Seva through mukh and jeep. So if you serve Krishna, then what will be the greatest benefit? Whomever you serve, he will love you and you will love him. And when you reawaken his love, when you reawaken your pure love for Krishna, automatically you will love his creation. You will become lovable and everything else will become beloved to you. Everything else will, you will love everything. And that consciousness, higher consciousness, chetana, dull consciousness, mind, competition and dirty things and squalling and wrath and competition and, you know, other way. Your views will change. Your mind will change, your consciousness will change to Krishna consciousness, which is the topmost consciousness. And at that stage you will save lots of headaches. You will save yourself all headaches, like myself. I save all the headaches of the life. At your age, I was retired, 30. At the age of 30, I packed. I said, this is not going to give me bliss. Krishna is going to give me bliss. And that is true. That is true. I got total bliss without working, without making money. Why? Because I am spirit, Krishna is spirit, and our love is spiritual. So we act on a spiritual platform, not material platform. Material platform means headache. Matter has no niranam. No ananda, jad, no chetana, no consciousness. And we are fiddling around with this matter, vijatiya, opposite to our nature. Our nature is spiritual. And we are fiddling around with matter. How can you be happy? You're looking happiness in the wrong place. So this is what one has to do. One has to chant. We are spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna. That's why we must serve Him. And easiest method of serving Him is chanting Hare Krishna mantra. 16 mala a day. 16. Good. Intelligent. You are a very intelligent girl. Very intelligent. Yes. This is the intelligence. I explain you. Nobody can explain you in such a crystal clear manner. These are all Prabhupada's words. You are spirit and fiddling around matter. Vijatiya. A dog is looking for bliss in the midst of tigers. Vijatiya. Dog is no jati. And tiger is different jati altogether. Isn't it? The dog will have bliss ever. You are spirit and looking for bliss into matter. Is that not true? This is not true? What do you think? If you are spirit, then only bliss can come to you is from spirit. There is no other way. A dog is trying to find bliss in tigers, vijatiya. You know jati, sajati, vijati, vijatiya. You are spirit and looking. So spirit can have only bliss in spiritual life, spiritual subject, spiritual katha, spirit Krishna, super soul Krishna, spiritual world, spiritual life now. That's the only way. There is no other way. Why? Because you are spirit. Now you may say, oh, is it true that I am spirit? We discuss that. And we are spirit soul. We are spirit soul. Transmigrating from one body to another body according to our karma. Karmana daiva nitrina jantur deho upadyate. Jantu, jiv, deha, sarir, upadyate, milta, gets according to karma. We get material body, spiritual body. So this is the sum and substance. Any question?
How do you see this world where everyone is Krishna consciousness? How do you see it? Can you share the imagination?
It will be totally a based, blissful world. But in material world, it cannot be expected. You cannot expect in material world. Why? Because in a jail, you expect that in a jail, everybody will not be criminal. You cannot expect that. Some people who are criminal can reform to the sanity. Some. You ask me, what if whole world becomes Krishna conscious? Then I said that we cannot expect. But within material world, we can expect people, some people, to revive their Krishna consciousness, to become spiritual, to become devotees. We can expect, but we cannot expect total material world. If it is so, then that will be better place to live. Better place to live. Because there will be only one work, and how to serve Krishna, how to please Krishna. Everybody will have one task, no other duty, no other job. How I can please Krishna? That is spiritual world. Yeah, Kali Yuga is ocean of faults. Kalo dosha nidhe rajan. Asti eko mahatguna. Kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sang param rajet. Kirtana deva krishnasya. By chanting the holy name Hare Krishna mantra, one can deliver himself. Otherwise, Kali Yuga is ocean of fault, quarrel and hypocrisy and competition and friction and so many faults. But if you chant Hare Krishna, mukta sanga param vrajet, you will become detached from material world, mukta and sanga, and you will become spiritually situated, and spiritual bliss will come to you. So we have to make ourselves most fortunate. We have to make ourselves most fortunate. So you have to bring yourself up to this extent to make yourself fortunate. Now, last stretch, final stretch. Chant Hare Krishna and become lover of Krishna. And have Krishna love you. And in that loving reciprocation, your bliss will ever increase. Ever increase. And we have experienced it. And we want you to become blissful. Beginning is chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Chanting. Any other question?
Beginning, you said that one lady is crying for her husband. What she supposed to do? Her soul is crying, right?
What she supposed to do? She's supposed to celebrate big time occasion that my husband is died. In another words, her husband did not die. Her husband was spirit soul. And now the soul has returned back to Krishna. If he is devotee, then he should celebrate. We celebrate any Vaishnava pass away, we celebrate that occasion. Because we know that the Vaishnava went back to home, back to Godhead. So in other words, we think on spiritual platform, we think that he was spirit, we think that he spirit evolved and got undo. This is bandhan. This is we are the spirit soul is conditioned in this body. So spirit soul got liberated from this filthy material conditions, material world. Of course he has to be spiritually situated. Otherwise, materially they all cry and, you know, hit their heads against the wall and, you know, so many distress and so much distress and everything. But we, the devotees of the Lord, we think, not only think, but we act on that we are not going to die. I am eternal. Spirit soul is eternal. Spirit soul never dies. Spirit soul leaves this body called machine behind and continues his journey. So I have no death. And if I don't die, why should I cry? It's just like I sit in this chair, I get up and sit on this chair. What is the problem? I got a better chair. I don't die. The body dies. The spirit soul doesn't die. And you are a spirit, don't you? Or are you the body? Are you the spirit or the body? So what is the but? Huh?
I need some body to understand another person.
No, wrong. The spirit soul is seeing.
Yes.
The spirit soul is thinking. The spirit soul is smelling. You can say this through material body, but the spirit has spiritual body also. Not also, spiritual body only. But spiritual body is covered with this material body. So the material covering left behind, the spirit soul with spiritual body continues. So it is the spirit soul which smells or talks or hears or sees or... You understand? Dead matter, dead body doesn't have these kind of feelings or wrong. So am I right or wrong? But you are not sure. Okay, that is the answer.
Yeah.
You don't know, then take it from me and Bhagavad Gita that spirit soul is within this body, is experiencing smell, touch, taste, this, that, happiness, distress, this, that, whatever. It's a spirit soul who is experiencing this, not the body. Not the body. Just like I'm in the car and I'm driving the car, right? So I know everything about car and I'm happy driving car, but the car is not happy. Car is a matter. It doesn't have feeling, willing, thinking, nothing. It doesn't have. Same thing, this body is a car, vehicle. Yantra arudhani mayaya. Maya se bana hua ye yantra. के ऊपर हम आरूढ़ हैं. वी आर राइडिंग दिस मटेरियल मशीन कॉल बॉडी. वी आर राइडिंग दैट. सो मशीन इज मटेरियल. इट डजंट हैव थिंकिंग, फीलिंग, विलिंग, चेतना, कॉन्शियसनेस. बट द स्पिरिट सोल इज थिंकिंग, विलिंग, फीलिंग, कॉन्शियसनेस, हैप्पीनेस, डिस्ट्रेस, एक्सपीरियंस बाय स्पिरिट सोल, नॉट द बॉडी, राइट? सो इट इज द स्पिरिट सोल. So you have to take it to that level. Spiritually.
But why do we need a body, spirit, senses, everything?
No, we don't need this material body, but by mistake we got it. Not by mistake, according to our karma, according to our desire, we got it. You don't need many things, but you get it. Similarly, this is a bad bargain. Material body is a bad bargain. We don't need it. But we somehow or other, we desired and we got it. So Prabhupada said, now do the best use of a bad bargain. This is a bad bargain. So now let's do the best use of a bad bargain. What is that? Chant Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare Ram, Ram. Sir Krishna with the hand, Sir Krishna with ear, Sir Krishna with eyes, Sir Krishna with your abilities. Do the best out of bad bargain. This material body is bad bargain. Somehow or other we got it according to our desire and karma. So let's do the best use of this bad bargain and elevate our consciousness to Krishna consciousness. That is what this body is meant for. Believe me, the construction and manufacturing of this material body is done by Krishna. Design of this material body is done by Krishna in such a way that if you serve Him through this material body, you become blissful and bliss increases. But you do otherwise with this material body, your bliss will decrease and you will suffer. This is the design of our body. This is the design. And that's why I said first sentence, that this moment, 1 hour of your life, is the topmost valuable time than so far you have spent. Because you are contacting devotee and you are hearing about Krishna consciousness. This is very valuable time of your life. Okay, so conclusion is that you have to start chanting Hare Krishna mantra. 16 mala a day, no less. No sense gratification left in our life. No illicit sex, gambling, meat eating, intoxication. Where are you going to spend your money? Eating is free in ISKCON temple. Staying is free. Clothing is free. Well, no illicit sex, gambling, meat eating, intoxication. The false ego is reduced to nil. No big ahankar. You save yourself so much trouble by practicing Krishna consciousness. Isn't it? You don't need much also. If you practice Krishna consciousness, you don't need much to become totally blissful. You don't need much. I'm totally blissful and I live on minimum. Very minimum. But my bliss has no end. No end. I'm happiest person on the earth planet than any king, than anybody who is CEO of a big multi-nation company or whatever, CEO of Apple, CEO of whatever, Window, whatever his name is, Bill Gates, whatever. I'm more happier than any CEO or any king. And that's not because falsely I'm saying to you. It is a proven fact in my life. I have nothing to be had except Krishna and devotees, Krishna's devotees in my life to make me more happy and peaceful, blissful, happy. I need nothing else. And they are both free. Devotees are free and Krishna is free. Isn't it? And that's where the happiness, real happiness is coming from, the spirit and spiritual, because you are spiritual. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.